You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Read an interesting story about an interesting survey of people regarding friendship. And what the survey found is that 15% of men and 10% of women, which on the surface doesn't seem like huge numbers, but think about the millions of people that means. 15% of men, 10% of women claim they have no close friends.
None, huh?
No close friends. And the more I read this piece, there were people who were offering their hypotheses over this. One of them had to do with an aging population because he said as you age, the friend discovery phase ends and everything about a person freezes in time,
sure,
including relationships. And that's true.
Yeah, you're set in your ways.
But Jeremy,
you meet other people and they just annoy you.
Right.
That's where I'm kind of at.
That's right.
Yeah.
But part two of this hypothesis reminded me of you.
Uh-oh, why?
Because I remember just a few years ago, mm-hmm, when you would talk about how you really had no friends and you were,
correct,
happy that way. You're like, I got no friends and I'm happy. Do you remember what changed that?
Having children.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This person says declining birth rates, because that's a fact. Birth rates are going down.
Yeah.
And they say here kids, via their school and activities and stuff like that, are a friend discovering mechanism for adults.
You're forced into friendships in a lot,
yeah,
of cases because your kids form friendships with other little kiddos. Then you meet their parents and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, we like a lot of the same things. Let's start hanging out. And it, mm-hmm, just snowballs. Next thing you know, you're going on vacation with as a couple group, you know?
Right. Because really, friendships are generally, not always, but generally based on mutual interests, right? And things that you,
correct,
have in common.
Yep, yep.
And when you've got, if you've got a kindergartner and this person has a kindergartner and the two kindergartners are hanging out together, well, you've got that in common. We both got a kindergartner.
Yep.
And so that makes sense. So if the birth rate is declining, there are fewer reasons for people to go out and meet other adults.
Sure. I guess your only choices then, the biggies, would be work. If you're hanging out at work with people that you kind of like, which, mm-hmm, I'm against mixing work friendships and regular friendships. But there's that. Maybe the gym or something.
I don't understand. You've always had that stance of not mixing
your friends. Yeah, I don't like
the
doing
best
that.
Friends I've had in the last 20 years were people that I met through work, and then we ended up not working together anymore. But
and you
we
don't
were.
See them.
I don't see them as much anymore, that's for sure. But for many, until I moved, we were still fairly close.
Yeah, I don't like doing that. I don't like mixing worlds. I don't like a lot of people at work knowing. I mean, unfortunately, my job makes me talk about my personal life, but I don't like it when everybody knows all my intimate personal details in my private life versus my work life. It's just, I don't like mixing that, and I don't think it's appropriate. But
I mean, I joke about this all the time, but the truth of the matter is, in the almost 17 years, in a month, it'll be 17 years that Jeremy and I have worked together.
Mm-hmm.
I've been invited to his house one time. And that I should point out, was for a bit for the
on
show.
The show, for the Big ZD, Nicole
The
Cook.
Big ZD shtick we were doing,
yeah,
for the show. Otherwise, in 17 years, Jeremy has never said, come over to my house.
Mm-hmm. Come
but
hang
I
out.
Had you over to my house probably 20 times.
Well, that's
parties, dinners, over the years, at least 15.
It's all been very enjoyable, very lovely. Thank you.
So I think that I'm in this group right now because I don't really have close friends. Like Milo is my closest friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's 1,400 miles away.
Yeah.
I don't see him.
Right.
I'm probably going to see him this fall. But other than that, I got really no close friends that I hang out with anymore.
Right. Now, do you feel okay about that? Do you feel like you're missing out?
I feel totally fine.
Here's the thing. Like, everyone always looks at this like it's a bad thing. Oh, you don't have any friends. What's wrong with you? You need friends. You need to hang out. You need people you can confide in. I think having no friends is great.
Would you like to explain why?
Well, first of all, like just I'm looking back to my past weekend here where we had like three kids' birthday parties we had to go to that were friend-based. A couple sporting events that we had to go to that were friend-based because we signed the kids up to be with their friends. friends that are teaching instruments to our kids. It's like you constantly have something going on. And then even if you don't have kids, you're going to weddings probably. You're getting invited to parties that you don't want to go to.
Well,
like, no friends is great. Your social calendar is wide open all the time.
It sounded to me there that you were making more of an argument that it has nothing to do with friends. You're just saying it's better to not have kids.
Well, there's a tinge of that in there.
What if we opened up the phones and we asked our listeners for people who don't have any close friends to call us up and talk about it?
Give us the pros if you have some pros.
Pros and cons.
And cons, of course.
Look, I'm raising my hand. I think I'm part of the 15% of men. 303-6911-MIX. And look, I've got 5,000 Facebook friends.
Right.
You know,
they're followers, and I
have tons of acquaintances, but as far as close friends that I see and do things with,
nope.
303-691-1649. Are you in this position, or do you have somebody that you know, maybe a family member that you know they don't have any close friends? Are they unhappy about it? Are they thrilled by it? Do they fit Jeremy's description of the person without friends who's carefree and happy as could be?
Or would you just like us to be your friend?
A survey says that 15% of men and 10% of women claim they have no close friends. So we're talking about that this morning, people who have no friends. Jen, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. I was good until Jeremy played that music. What do you think about this this topic?
So I think this topic is skewed. If you think about it in today's age with our technology, internet, etc., I don't agree with it. I think, Dom, I'm in your situation, but I don't agree that I'm on your side.
Okay.
My best friend just moved to Houston, and I will not say that that means I'm friendless, because I have friends all over the city that I never see, but they're my friends because I can still stay in touch with them via internet, messaging, texting, etc., and I will confide in them when I need to.
That's a pretty good point.
I would love to see the demographics on the survey, I think is what I mean.
So
I've got those.
Are you more implying that a friend is someone that you need to see physically, Dom?
I think that's what Dom means.
That you're actually hanging out, you're going to places, you're in physical contact, going, to a bar or whatever.
I think we need a definition of a friend.
Yeah, just right. For the sake of conversation, what I'm talking about is, like 10, 15 years ago, there are groups of people that I would get together with, not every week, but on a fairly frequent basis. And we would get together, hang out, either parties at my house, we would go out to happy hours and stuff like that. They were friends, and I saw them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't see anybody anymore. And we we did a Zoom call, the group that, our little pub club, we did a Zoom call. It was the first time I had seen or talked to some of them in over a year. And so when you start talking about close friends, I think close friends will always be people that you are in touch with one way or another. But I'm not really anymore. Milo is the closest to it.
I would like to know the age demographics for this, for the people that don't have the friends, because I feel like now I'm kind of in Dom's situation where he was years ago, where it's nonstop things going on, going out, friends, constant friend crap.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get older and everyone just kind of fizzles out and you just kind of get sick of people at some point. You really do. And you're like, you don't want to do any of that.
But again, boys, you have to define for the purposes of this discussion, what do you mean by a friend? You both have said acquaintances a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeremy, you keep leaning on your kids.
I do. Yeah. Because I'm friends with the people I hang out with because of my kids. But with that being said, I still see and hang out with a lot of people that I have known since kindergarten. A lot of people.
And this best friend of mine, I've known since I was 15, and I'm not shy. I'm 51. And she and I she's moved across the country 5 or 6 times, and we've never lost touch. So, my kids call her Aunt Chella. So,
okay. Well,
this is a woman who, when I say she's my best friend, she's my sister. So Jen, we've got to, Jen. Levels of who your friendships are.
Absolutely.
Right, Jen, we've got to run, but thank you for a great call. I appreciate your comments very much.
Very thoughtful. Thank
you. Yeah, I guess you could get into semantics with friends, but I
well, like my, like you and Milo, like my very dear, closest friend of all time is my friend Surratt.
And you never see him anymore.
I see him once a year, you know? And it's like, but he is truly my best friend. Once a year, though. And we'll exchange some texts. But I know the dude would do anything for me.
Maybe we're getting caught up on the word friend, I guess.
What else is there?
Well, I mean, people that you...
trust.
See.
This is a person I trust.
Generally, we think of friends as people that we see. And even if they're across the country...
This
now,
is somebody I see. This...
But
it's weird to introduce
Surratt
him like that.
Well.
Like, what if it brought somebody in and be like, Dom, this is a friend I see. Or not even friend. This is a person I see.
Hey, and let's face it. I mean, the survey asked people. So these are the words that people are saying. They're saying, I have no close friends. So, hello, Sandy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are y'all?
We're good. I think it's also a kind of thing where people get sad. They don't like Jen, who just called, right? She's really fired up about her close friend, her sister. And I think it makes her sad to think that other people don't have that. But not everybody does.
They don't. What camp are you in, Sandy?
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm okay with it. I mean, I'm 38 years old. I'll just throw that out there. And used to, I felt obligated to be friends with everyone, and I was a people person, love people, love doing things with people, kids, everything. I mean, and now it's like, I know I have a handful of friends. I don't talk to them very much, but if I need them, they're there. But I don't feel obligated to have to go out of my way to talk to everybody anymore because I'm just more content, I guess.
Do you find that you have a like a great imagination and you're like a creative person?
Yeah.
I was reading an article online about that. The people that don't have a lot of friends are way more creative than the rest of us because they have time to spend on their activities and their imagination and painting and reading and investing.
I buy into that 100%.
You're not distracted.
Yeah, I think so.
I buy into that.
And plus, I mean, if you have a good imagination, you could just come up with something to do and entertain yourself more than needing to be entertained by anybody.
You can learn how to juggle.
True. I moved to Colorado from Louisiana and left everybody because I was just tired of feeling so drained and obligated to be there for every single body. And so I think it's when you get older, you're just like, hey, you know what? It's not about everybody else anymore.
You know what? You left your friends and the gumbo, didn't you?
I sure did, but I still can cook some gumbo.
Now I want to be your friend, Sandy.
Sandy, Dom, and Jeremy are your friends
now. I want your gumbo.
All right, well, when y'all are ready for it, y'all just call me up. I'll bring y'all some.
You got it, girl. It.
Sandy, thank you for your call. We appreciate your thoughts.
Awesome.
And you know, there's an element here that we haven't really touched on, but that we should, and that's the whole introvert-extrovert thing. Because I have, you know, by all classical definitions, I'm a strong introvert, which means I get my power from within, and extroverts get their power from external, right, from other people.
Yeah.
And so you can't even imagine not having a bunch of friends or at least several really good close friends if you're an extrovert because that's what brings you your power.
That's right.
And there's no right or wrong. There's not good or bad. I mean, it's just different.
Just thrive off of other people.
And introversion often means that you don't even require other people around. Listen to what Sandy said. She goes, I got tired of just having people around me. She gets
so I left. I'm out of here. Screw you guys.
We are out of time, but Carolyn's been holding forever. Carolyn, I do want to give you at least 30 seconds. What do you want to say about this?
I just think if, like, just a few, friends in general, I'm good with that. I only have one or two close friends, but I don't want to be around a ton of other people. I'm also an introvert, so. Mm-hmm.
So you're good with just, like, two people. You're at your limit.
Yeah, I hang out with those two.
Oh, your phone's breaking.
That I'll hang out every time. So.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling and for holding. I appreciate your comments on that. Because that's the whole thing about introverts. You know, I've told you, if I'm at a party, I'll be the quietest person. But if I get off into a corner with one person, I could talk for an hour.
Yep.
Just give me one or two.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 10. I'm like, oh, get me out of here.
Sink back into your turtleneck.
And it's never been lost on me that my entire life since I was 16 years old, my job is talking to millions of people.
It is funny. It is.
Isn't this strange?
So you get to a party and you're like, boo.
It's like, you know, the toy where the battery is running out.
You just like, find me in the corner.